Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger, and today is Wednesday, April 4th, 2018. Here's your daily. Let's get to it. So I'm actually in Boston right now and getting ready for the start of PAX East tomorrow. Just flew in this morning after a small delay, got checked in my hotel, and right now I'm at a bar and enjoying the time away from the cycle of normalcy. If you don't know what PAX East is, it's one of the many video gaming conventions put on by Penny Arcade on an annual basis, which ultimately has been going on for 13 years strong. There are tons of developer booths, panels, concerts, and games everywhere. And yes, Nintendo will be there, as I've said in a previous episode. For anyone attending, I advise you to check in with them as soon as possible for a My Nintendo Fastpass into their booth, and for obtaining their My Nintendo pins, which will most likely be of a limited quantity every day. I don't quite have a specific plan implemented for what I'll be doing, but I hope to speak with some developers in order to provide some information regarding some upcoming Switch games for the next few days. Maybe I'll get lucky to have an interview or two. We'll see what happens. There isn't really much news today on the Nintendo front, but I did finish the Alliance Alive demo today. Within the gray and gloomy demo comes the mediocre adventure of the protagonist Galil, who is determined to ensure that his dear friend Azura will get to see blue skies ever since the world was taken over by demons. That's as much as I got from what I played. The battle system is very similar to your usual old-school turn-based RPGs. Based on the hour-long demo, I feel like the dialogue is mundane and uninspiring. You don't get a grasp for the characters' backstories, and the NPCs lack any originality. I feel it's very unfortunate, as it looks to be a decent JRPG experience based on the gameplay, having slots of multiple weapons, armors and accessories, the capability to learn new skills on the fly, and acquiring talent points, along with experience to increase character attributes. I think if you can ignore the story writing, it'd be a very fulfilling playthrough, but otherwise, I don't recommend it. In any case, you can download the game free on the Nintendo 3DS eShop. And that's it. Hope to have some content for you inside PAX East tomorrow. You can follow along by adding me on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.